continues to rain out here, so we'll just monitor that at this stage. Tommy Berry is online. Morning to you, Tommy.
How are you, Andrew?
Looking at this, mate, how does it gut instinct of a 5 or a 6 at this stage? Is it going to affect many of yours?
No, look, I think especially a horse that Will enjoyed, he's probably brutal and youngster, and they're probably the better two of my better rides, and they really enjoy getting their toe into the ground. So I'm definitely not against any more rain coming.
Mm. We just spoke to Brenton about Ticket to Ride, your ride in the first. She looks a nice pickup ride.
Yeah, she's a lovely filly, well bred, obviously, by Vancouver, and she tried really well at Randwick a couple of weeks ago, and Brenton gave me a pretty good report back for her, and she's a no nonsense sort of a filly. Jumps well, puts herself on the speed. She's drawn a little bit awkward, so she's going to need a bit of luck from the gate. But if we can just find some cover somewhere, I feel like she'll be hitting the line strong late.
Barbaric, he showed great gate speed in his trials, but he'll have to from this draw.
Yeah, he's like most I am Invincibles. They've got good speed. They're runners, and you know, he's a lovely style of a colt. Nice big strong horse. You won't see too many better sorts here on the day. And as you said, he showed good speed in his trial and did it quite comfortably coming to the line. But looks to be plenty of speed in the race wherever you look, and he's drawn awkward and going to need a good run. So hopefully he can get a bit of luck, and he can. He's definitely going well enough to finish in the figure in the finish.
Brutal. It's nice to get back on him. What do you think of his trial?
Yeah, I was wrapped in his trial. Obviously, Elise put him to the sword, sort of coming to the corner, and he was able to stick with her without being put under too much pressure. And she's obviously had a couple of runs in this preparation. So, you know, he was an unlucky third in the Southern Cross Stakes last prep first up, and I feel he's going better at this stage going into his first up run than he was then. And he maps to get a perfect run no matter what happens, whether he sits outside of Home of the Brave early or Classic Legend comes across and he gets in the 1-1. But very happy with my bloke going into the day. As I said, the bit of a soft track won't affect him too much, and just looking forward to seeing where he's at leading into, obviously, 2 weeks' time into the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, for sure. Youngster, I think she's going better than what the form guide suggests.
Oh, definitely. You know, I think the Wink Stakes, Chelmsford and the George Main have all been races run at a speed that probably doesn't suit her. They've all turned into a bit of a sprint and a bit of a blanket finish at the end as well. And she's always finished just on their coattails coming to the line. And her sectional times have been quite good. So they suggest she's going well. But once again, she's drawn a sticky barrier where she's probably going to end up in the last 2 or 3. And just hopefully, with Angel or Truth being in the race, that, you know, provides a bit more speed with Semidoubt as well, instead of making a bit of a sprint. And obviously up to the 2,000, she's unplaced at that trip. So looking forward to seeing her at that distance today and going forward.
You got two real knockout chances in these two big group ones. The best today is James. Give him a good push. Should find a more forward position today.
Yeah, definitely. His last start, he got stuck back and wide, and, you know, he still finished off quite well. He was a winner, obviously, of the Candle Stakes last prep over a mile, Group 1 at Flemington. And, you know, all of his runs, his preparation have been quite good. When he ran in the Wink Stakes first up, he wasn't too far away from him. Then he ran a gallant third to Holmesman. So he's been thereabouts, all preparation. He's drawn a good barrier to get a nice run in what looks to be a race where the speed is, you know, questionable whether they go too hard. Desert Lord looks to be the obvious leader with Dreamforce sitting not far away, and then depends what Archidemus does as well. So with the speed in the race being a bit iffy, I don't think it's going to worry this bloke where he ends up.
You know, you couldn't make the weight on Rock, but he looks to be going well.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. Obviously, he comes out of the weaker option coming through last start, but as I heard you say on form line, it was more just the way he won. He come from last, had to circle the field and put him to the sword late. And he's one of them horses, every time he wins, he doesn't win by a big margin. He just gets the job done. So he's a horse who we've always had a lot of time for, taking him through his grades. And he's definitely up to this race with a lightweight.
This bit of rain will help Gallic Chieftain. I think if he gets the right run, he's right in this race.
Yeah, well, he only finished 3.7 off Bremen Rock's last start in the Naturalism and one's favourite and my bloke's, you know, sitting around $16 and he's got the blinkers going back on. So the only thing that's going to affect him today is probably the wide barrier. It's just got to, not sure where we're going to end up. I'd love to aim to be midfield and if we don't get in, then take him back after that. But I'm sure that will sort itself out by the time we get to the side of the track. But there looks to be nice speed in the race. Hopefully they stretch him out a little bit. With Hush Rider and Stampede in the race, hopefully that speed just makes a few gaps there, but he'll be strong to the line late. You know, he was the winner of the Chairman's last preparation at Randwick, so the track's definitely not going to affect him, and as you said, that bit of rain around is definitely going to enhance his chances.
And you probably wouldn't know much. It looks like Outrageous has been in Melbourne, but we're always going to respect it when Hawksy brings him to Sydney.
Yeah, exactly. I think everyone loves when Hawksy changes states with his horses. He's got a great record of doing so, and I haven't seen this bloke in the stable, no. So he's obviously just travelled in the last week. But, you know, he's a horse we've always had a lot of time for. He puts himself up on the speed. He probably just had enough coming to the end of his last prep, but he's still only got beaten just under three lengths by a horse, Colding, you know, who's going to be very hard to beat in the Epsom today. So... Yeah. He's at 1,200 metres where he should get a nice run just behind him. There's good speed in the race with Starboy. Look, I'm very happy with the horse going into the race. It's a very even race. I think Reel Him In Ruby, I've been doing the trials on her and she's flying at the moment as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing this bike back there.
Good on you, Tom. We'll see you out here later in the day, mate.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure. Cheers.